Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Today here at New Providence, we celebrate and give honor to those men and women who have served and are currently serving in one of the military branches of our government. We want to say thank you to our veterans for the sacrifices and commitments that you made in order that we as a nation and people may have the rights to the freedoms that we now enjoy. Many of you have seen firsthand the ravages of war and must try to live with, accept, and cope with what you were exposed to while serving during times of war. It is our prayer today that the power of God may liberate and free your minds from the ravages of war and give you inner peace. Thank you for your service to God and service to your country. Today I want to talk with you from the subject, are you a soldier in the army of the Lord? In our scriptural text read in your hearing today, we find the Apostle Paul admonishing and encouraging the young pastor named Timothy to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul himself, having enlisted in the Lord's army after encountering Jesus on the road to Damascus, knew a little something about being a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul endured countless dangers, toils, trials, and snares for the cause of Christ, and was a Christian veteran. Toward the end of his life, while sitting in a Roman prison, facing the perils of execution for his commitment to serving Jesus Christ, Paul grabs a piece of parchment paper and with his pen in hand begins to jot down some final thoughts that he wanted to share with the young pastor, Timothy. Paul, in essence, through his writing, was passing on to Timothy the torch of leadership. Paul wanted Timothy to know that it was going to be left up to him to be a good example of a soldier of Jesus Christ. In the New King James Version of the Holy Scriptures, there are three words in our selected scriptural passage that captures or describes what a person must do to become a soldier in the army of the Lord. Let us briefly look at these three words and try to see what truths the Apostle Paul wanted to impress upon or leave with Timothy. For the purpose of aligning this message with our current military practices or processes used today, I want to begin with the first process, which is a person must be willing to enlist. If you're going to be in the army of the Lord, the first thing you got to do, be willing to enlist. Paul says to Timothy in verse 4 that a soldier pleases him who has enlisted him as a soldier. My brothers and sisters, you cannot be a soldier in the army of the Lord if you don't ever enlist. Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, the 13th edition, defines enlist as to enroll oneself, to participate heartily. So if a person does not willfully enroll themselves or willfully wants to participate heartily in the army of the Lord, they will never, ever become a soldier of Jesus Christ. So the first step to becoming a soldier in the army of the Lord is to enlist. Somebody say enlist. Now, some of us remember the times when there was a military draft system in place in our country. Some of y'all remember the draft? I remember that on my 18th birthday, I was required by law to sign up for the military draft system. Now, I'll be honest with you, I really was not interested and serving in the military, but the law required me to sign up or face not being eligible for future federal benefits such as Social Security, etc. Thankfully, our country no longer uses a forced draft system. These days, military recruitment officers are sent out to encourage people to volunteer or to enlist. But men and women have the freedom to choose whether or not they will serve in the military. Though the governmental draft system is no longer in force, and men and women have the freedom to choose to serve in the military, many of us, see if this sounds familiar, many of us were told by our parents,
yes, sir,
that when we graduated out of high school,
yes, sir,
we better either have a full-time job or go to college. If not, we were told that, that's right, we were going into the military. Anybody here a witness? Today, many young people enlist in the military so that they can go to college funded by the GI Bill or Veterans Affairs. Some enlist as the result of being raised in a military family and summon this because they are looking for a sense of direction or purpose for their lives. No matter what the reasons are, it is a life-changing decision to decide to leave everything behind and enlist in a branch of military service. Listen to me good. Unlike the old military draft system, God does not force anyone to serve in his kingdom. You and I must enlist or offer ourselves to participate in his service. Now, to get into our U.S. military, you must meet certain criteria in order to enlist. There are weight limits. There are some medical conditions that you must not be able to have. There are other criteria. But to become a soldier in the army of the Lord, the only requirement is to surrender your life to Jesus. The first thing a person must do to become a soldier in the army of the Lord is to enlist by surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ. The second thing that Paul lifts to Timothy and to us concerning becoming a soldier in the army of the Lord is this. He tells Timothy that a soldier must be willing to endure hardship. Listen. One of the first hardships that the newly enlisted man or woman endures after enlisting in the army or in the military is something called basic training. Boot camp. Makes no difference what branch of military service you are entering. You are required to go through some basic training. Yeah. Yeah. Any of y'all remember basic training?
Yes, sir.
Basic training helps to condition the soldier for service. It includes much running, calisthenics, maneuvers, psychological training, and simulated wartime experiences are par for the course for basic training. These and other tests of endurance are embarked upon in basic training in order to try to develop the ability in each soldier to endure hardships. Why is developing endurance important, Pastor? Because the soldier will have to face an enemy. And guess what? You will quickly learn that the enemy does not give up easily. As soldiers in the army of the Lord, we too have an enemy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That does not give up easily.
That's right.
Our enemy, the devil and his angels, desire to steal, kill, and destroy our hope in Christ. But we must endure hardship and attacks coming from the enemy. And keep our faith firmly in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We have to remember that troubles and hardships don't last always. And that weeping may endure for but a night, but joy comes in the morning. Sometimes we get weary in battle, and it may seem like our strength is gone. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The Bible says they'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk, hallelujah, and not faint. A soldier in the army of the Lord endures hardships because they know that they have help. Tell your neighbor, I got some help. David says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help. Where your help come from? I said, where your help come from? A soldier in the army of the Lord must be willing to endure hardship. But lastly, lest I keep you too long. The Apostle Paul tells Timothy that a soldier in the army of the Lord must be willing to engage in warfare.
That's right.
Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to engage. A soldier must not be found always thinking or preparing to retreat from the enemy. But a soldier in the army of the Lord must always be prepared to engage in warfare. A soldier knows that he or she is not wrestling or engaging in warfare of only flesh and blood. But they understand they're wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high and low places. That is why the soldier of Jesus Christ takes with them into battle the whole armor of God, that they may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. They know that in order to engage and defeat the enemies of the kingdom of God, that they must be spiritually, properly dressed. What are you talking about, Pastor Wood? They must have on the helmet of salvation. The feet covered in truth. They must have on the breastplate of righteousness. They must carry the shield of faith. And also the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Listen to me real good. You can't show up to the battlefield to engage the enemy with nothing to fight with. It is absolutely ludicrous to think that you can win any battle without some form of weaponry. And it is just as crazy to think that running from every battle is the proper step that you must take. The saints of old used to sing a song that said, God don't want, he don't need no coward soldiers. And too many Christian soldiers are MIA. That's missing in action. When it comes to fighting against or engaging the enemy, a good soldier of Jesus Christ will not be afraid to engage the enemy and stand firm in the power of God's might and God's authority. We must be willing to engage in warfare. Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, says in chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, he said, we must know that the weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So all I'm saying is, if you're going to be a soldier in the army of the Lord, sometimes you're going to have to engage the enemy. Tell your neighbor, you got to engage the enemy. But guess what? You're not going to be alone, because you have the power of the Holy Spirit within you that will help you fight against the enemy. And guess what? If you need some other help, I'll fight with you. Tell your neighbor, I'll fight. I'll fight with you. When I was a youngster singing in the junior choir of the Shiloh Baptist Church of York, Pennsylvania, I remember a song that we would sing in the junior choir. And the words were, we are soldiers in the army. We've got to fight. Although we have to cry, we've got to hold up the blood stained banner. We've got to hold it up until we die. And if you are a soldier in the army of the Lord, I just stopped by today to encourage you to fight on, fight on, fight on, continue to endure hardship, continue to engage the enemy, because when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior has come, don't be dismayed when men won't believe you. For he'll, I said, he, God will understand and say, well done, well done, well done. You have fought the good fight. Well done. You have finished your race. Well done. You have kept the faith. Well done. There's a crown. There's a crown. There's a crown of righteousness laid up for you. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad that I can say I enlisted in the army of the Lord, and that I'm a soldier on the battlefield.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.